Well, I appreciate being here this afternoon. We certainly didn't think we'd be in this much of the meeting. But you know, the Lord has His ways of doing things. I was thinking about something that was said in the Old Testament where the false prophets would say, your wine's, what was it, your wine bags will be full and your grain would be overflowing to the point, and everybody was like, oh, surely that's what the Lord is going to do. But the reality was that the people were apart from God, and that really wasn't the message, you know. And sometimes I feel like I don't really have a feel-good message. But it can be. I find it to be so. Is there any question that Jesus came to be a sacrifice? You know, the Word of God says that He came as a lamb that was slain. John introduced Him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." It was slain before the foundation of the world. You know, I think about Christ and His sacrifice, and you know, a lot of times we can think about what He sacrificed, and we go straight to the cross. You know, we go straight to the hours leading up to His death. And no doubt that was a great sacrifice. But you know, it was a sacrifice to become a baby. It was a sacrifice for Him to come down and take the form of a man. It was a sacrifice to have people not recognize Him or even know Him, to even identify Him, much less glorify Him. You know, I was thinking about the sacrifice that Jesus made. I mean, the greatest sacrifice that has ever happened. And how many people don't know about it? Or don't care about it. Or take it as if it didn't mean anything. A great sacrifice that He died, suffered and died for the salvation of the world, that they might come and be able to receive forgiveness of sins and deliverance from bondage. Yes. And they act like they don't know Him. Yes. Accused Him. Made Him out to be an enemy. Hated Him. I think that was a sacrifice too. Ephesians 5, verse 2. It says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." He gave Himself for you and I. He gave Himself for that guy that spits on the name of Jesus. He gave Himself for that guy. That was the sacrifice that He gave. In order to deliver us. And so many act like they don't recognize it. Or see it as being important or necessary or worth anything. You know, I was thinking about that and the sacrifice. What does it mean to sacrifice? What does it mean to be a sacrifice? And I was looking it up and I was just kind of curious of what all the definitions I might get. And I was looking into the Strong's Concordance and it really didn't have a whole lot to say. All it really said was to be a victim. And I thought about that and it seems like it pales in comparison as to what it should say, you know. Sacrifice is much more than that, you know. But basically it means to lose. Or to be on the losing side. Yeah. For the sake of others.
Yes.
Christ was willing to do that for us. I was thinking in regards to this, it says that I was thinking about our world today. And the push of the world today is self. It's self. What about me?
Yeah.
It's all about me. They see somebody doing something that's a necessary thing to do, and they might say, you know what, you need to take care of yourself. You need to coddle yourself, comfort yourself, appease yourself. It's all about self. It's all about what's going to make you feel good, what's going to make you have enjoy life or have an enjoyable experience. Or it's about self.
Yes.
But you know, sacrifice is not about self. Sacrifice is about losing self. You know, Jesus says for us to take up our cross and follow Him. And that's to identify with the sacrifice. I was thinking about it before I came up here. Do we want to be close to the Lord? Do we really want to get close to Him? Do we really want to have an intimate relationship with God and to be on that one-on-one communion with the Lord that He can speak to us and speak to our hearts and we can be in sweet fellowship with God? Do we really want that? I was thinking about that and it takes a cross. It takes sacrifice. I was thinking that to get close to Jesus, we got to get low. We got to get low. Because that's where He's at. He epitomized sacrifice. Philippians chapter 2. This was, I guess, maybe a could have been a message yesterday, but when the Lord gave it to me, He didn't give it to me like that, and I didn't really think of it as being such. Philippians 2:4. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. You know, that's what I was thinking about right there, is that He took upon Him the form of a servant. He took upon Him the lowest position, the least of the least. Sought no reputation for Himself. Sought not that people would recognize His deeds or His his works. I don't know how many times he healed somebody and told him, don't tell anyone. I want you to go and show yourself to the priest, but don't spread it around. Didn't seek to make a name for himself in any way. Didn't seek for recognition, but made himself of no reputation. And became a servant. Matthew chapter 20. Verses 27 and 28. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Luke 22 and 27. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is it not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. You know that this is so backwards to the world that we live in? Who would say that success is being the servant? Who would say that the epitome of life would be to be in the lowest position and to serve others? But that's what Christ is teaching us. He's telling us to be the greatest, to be the best, to be the high regarded one, or whatever you think you want to be, get low. Yes. Be a servant. Yes. Serve God and serve one another. John chapter 13. Verse 4. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. You know, I think about that real quick. Peter knew who Jesus was. Yes. He knew that Jesus didn't have any business washing his feet. In the way the world would look at things, a king doesn't wash the feet of the servants. Yes. In our world. And so Jesus was doing something that was very unlikely, unprecedented, hard for them to even imagine why he would be doing such a thing. You know, he was Lord and Master to them. They should have been washing his feet. Yes. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, and not all. For he knew who should betray him, and therefore said he, ye are not all clean. Again, he even washed the feet of his enemy, the one who would betray him. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. You know, I think about sacrifice, and I say, you know, in our world, people don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to hurt. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to have pain and agony or anything remotely responsible for feeling bad. But you know, there are people that sacrifice. You know, and I won't say that there isn't such a thing as a natural sacrifice in our world, because there is. I think about mothers and fathers that sacrifice for their children. Yes. It's a sacrifice. You know, I think about the woman who sacrifices her body to bear a child. But you know, in our day and age, that we can really get caught up in what about me? Yes. And think, you know, this is just too much. This is just too hard. This is not right. People should recognize it, you know. We do have a day that we recognize mothers, and we do have a day that we recognize fathers. But is it about recognition? Is sacrifice about people knowing that you're sacrificing? I think about how it says fasting, you know, not to fast in front of people, because you don't want them to, think highly of you as a result of your holy sacrifice or whatever, you know? And so it says not to do that. Do we want to be recognized for our sacrifice? Do we want to have reputation for our sacrifice? Do we want people to know that we've served? Do we want them to know that we've done this thing or we've done that thing? Or do we get to the point where we think, you know what, it's enough. I've served enough. Let someone else serve. I think about Peter when Jesus was telling him what he was to do. He said, well, what about John? And I think that sometimes that we can be that way and think, well, what about so-and-so? Can you sacrifice for someone else? Will you sacrifice for souls? Will you sacrifice for your children? Will you sacrifice for your wife? Will you sacrifice for your husband? Will you be the victim? Will you lose for the sake of them to gain? Will you be a servant and serve one another? Jesus Christ, He did it for us and set us an example. He showed His disciples how to serve. He showed His disciples that not a one of them was greater than Him, and He washed every one of their feet and said, Do likewise. Do as I have done unto you. Are we willing to be a sacrifice? Romans 12 is a very common scripture, often utilized. Verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To be a sacrifice, we have to lay down self. To take up our cross and follow Jesus, we got to lay down ourself. You can't have self and serve the Lord. If we are to serve God and be a servant of the Lord, we need to die to ourselves and allow Him to live in us. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He said, you cannot be my disciples if you don't take up your cross and follow Him. When we come to the Lord, we become His. He's paid the price for the ransom of our souls, and we are His to do with as He sees fit. We are not our own. You know, I was thinking, well, we're going to go to it right now. Titus 1 and 7. You know, this is often used for ministers, and they say, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God. Not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. And when I was reading this, what stuck out to me was not self-willed. Yes. Does not seek to appease himself, or does not seek to gratify self, or to lift self up, or to become something. But I remember when I was praying with Brother Rich before he passed, and we were at the altar and we were praying and we were talking about the call of being a servant, yes, serving God. And you know, it can look like a huge responsibility. Yes. You know, you start reading the requirements or the list, you know, and you think, boy, you know, Lord, help me. But you know, Brother Rich said something to me that it really stuck out. He said, yes, that's a requirement. But you know what, brother? That's a requirement for every sanctified soul. It's not just me. If that's required to be a servant, to be a sacrifice, to make myself low, to be humble and serve God in that way. But you know what? It's for you too. It's for every one of us to stand and say, you know what? It's not about me, Lord. It's not about me. Help me, Lord, not to think about me. Help me not to get where I'm feeling like I'm overloaded or I'm over this, I'm over that. You know, I'm doing too much. You know what? No. Get your eyes off of you and be a servant. Serve God and serve one another. 1 Corinthians 13 and 5. How do we love? 1 Corinthians 13. One aspect of love doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Love seeketh not its own. You know, I think about all that the Lord did, and, you know, again, I say He. We always look at the cross and what He did on the cross and how He suffered and was persecuted in such a horrible way for us. But you know, He was a sacrifice all the way along. When He was tired, He stayed up and prayed with them, healed their sick. When He was hungry, He kept going, you know. When they had needs, He was there to help them and to fulfill those needs. When they forgot to come back and thank Him, He still did what He was called to do. Love seeks not its own, and a sacrifice does not seek its own. The servant doesn't seek his own. When I was thinking about this whole idea of sacrifice and service, and that's what it is. To be a servant is to be a sacrifice. But really what it came down to is I thought about this scripture where it says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I know that we would often quote that scripture and we would often quote that statement and say, yes, that's true. Is it more blessed to give than to receive? And I want you to think about it. When you're giving of yourself and you're serving, you're vacuuming the floors, you're dusting, you're cleaning in the kitchen, you're fixing the meal, whatever your service is, you're going out and you're inviting people to come into service. In your home life, and you're having to help and do things that maybe isn't normally something you do, do you start thinking about you? And how tired you are? I'm going to tell you, I did. I thought about me a time or two. And that's not right. It's not about me. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Would you rather somebody wash your feet or would you rather wash someone's feet? You know, I think about that scripture and a lot of times we attribute it to money, you know. And let me ask you this, what's more valuable, your money or your time? What would you rather have more of? Money is important. Money is necessary, but we need people to give their time. You know, I want to get to know the Lord so deep and be so close. And I know that it comes through sacrifice. It comes through being a servant. It comes to losing self. And so I just encourage anyone that if you feel like you got a little too much self on hand, and you want to get close to the Lord, do it. Seek Him out. Who shall be the greatest among you? But he who becomes a servant. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Who wants to be last? I pray that the Lord will help me to be last. I appreciate you all allowing me to share today.